All right, this dude, he cheated on his woman, and she reacted by destroying his mother's ashes.
Yeah, that's...
I mean, if he didn't cheat, he still has his mom's ashes.
I mean, but if, even if he cheated, like, that's not a reasonable thing to do.
Well, listen to this.
You're going to take my mama's... You gonna take my mama's ashes and put them in the toilet? Are you serious right now?
She didn't like me.
Why would you do this stuff to me?
Well, I mean, you know why she did it, because you cheated. And so because you cheated, you don't know how they're gonna react. Right?
Yeah.
He didn't know. Mm-hmm. You cheated. She's mad at you now. She's upset. And so she wants to hurt you the same way you just hurt her. And so she's like, hey, I know what will make him feel the hurt that I'm feeling. I'll flush his mother down the toilet.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, I mean,
It sounds ridiculous, but
it is.
She is going,
what do you mean it is?
I want you to feel the pain that I'm feeling
that's
or
not
more.
The same.
You know what I mean? Don't waste the time.
You could have did something. Like what you talking about? That's my mama.
I wanted to hurt you like you hurt me.
Hurt me? Boom. Hurt you? What are you talking about? I cheated on you, what, a few times? You could have got back at me by doing... Man, I don't know. I'm really restraining myself, man. Because you just did something so outrageous, man. I'm not believing
this. I mean, is that really that outrageous?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's huge.
I mean, it's a, it, yeah.
I kind of defend her.
What?
Why?
Really?
I'm defending
really?
Her in, because
crazy.
I'm not saying what she did was right.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is you cheated on her.
Right.
You know that she's probably going to not be happy about that.
Well, when people get hurt, sometimes they don't make the best decisions.
Right. So you wouldn't have mama in the toilet if you didn't cheat. Right?
Right. She didn't throw mom in the toilet because you didn't take her to dinner or something. Like, she's not throwing a fit. I mean, you cheated on her.
You cheated on her.
I'm
curious how other people feel. Did she go too far? Yeah, probably. But
I guess what you're saying is try to put yourself in the shoes of the person that got cheated on.
Again, you blame him because for every action, there's a reaction.
That is true.
So... he had to know. He'd been with her long enough.
Yeah, you know if somebody's crazy or
how
not.
How she might react.
Yeah. I
mean, does he not have clothes or like a PS4 or PS5?
PS4?
Gonna hurt?
PS4? Just leave.
What? Yeah, just leave. Just get out of here.
Knock
really?
When you're ready yeah, to come back
could,
in.
Yeah, yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Everyone can
knock when
it.
You're ready to
okay.
come back
yep.
in.
Yep. Okay.
Right. PS4?
Did you not have a PS4?
What? You knock when you're ready to come back in. What was that?
I don't know.
I don't know.
A PS4?
Yeah.
Are you ready to come back?
He should join us in this century.
Jeez. Just showing his age.
Who is it?
All right, come on. You guys are all on his side, correct?
Yeah, that was just...
I am, but like, I understand where you're coming from. I understand
I don't.
What you're saying, because
what
you're
mean,
saying
you
put yourself in her shoes.
Can you imagine why he cheated on her? Send anybody who would
well,
do something like this...
So, and that's... See? Because she did... Now everybody's like, oh, I'd have cheated on her too if she did that. But she only did that because he cheated on her. And obviously multiple times.
She deserved it.
Did she?
I don't know.
Or was this her reaction to it? Because she was just tired of him disrespecting her.
Obviously, I do think not enough people are looking at it from her point of view.
I mean, but everybody's going, hey, I would have cheated on her too. Because this is the type of woman that she was.
Yeah.
Right. But we
I'm
don't
going,
know that she deserved that.
Okay, maybe this was what turned her into a villain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what do they say?
Right,
it's like,
people have that, yeah,
it's
that
like
moment.
That one moment
yeah.
where they became a villain.
Uh-huh.
And maybe this is the moment that she became a villain.
It could be.
She flushed his mother's ashes down the toilet.
Stuff right now. Stop. I'm showing this to the whole world how devious and foul and snake-defied you can be,
yeah,
man.
Auntie, because guess what? I've been communicating with you.
You ain't trying to communicate.
I've been trying to you so much.
How?
You didn't even listen to me.
You put my mama's ashes in the...
I mean, she probably did communicate with you, but you weren't home because you were cheating.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be a problem. 1-855-FU-BILLY. Nard, you're on the man's side.
I am. I feel like she should be charged for, like, mishandling a corpse.
I think he's right.
I mean, they're ashes, though.
But still.
Really? That's the way that you wanted to go about it?
Yeah, I mean, that is the way that she wanted to go about it. Sir, you went about your cheating a certain way.
I'd be like, just wait till your mama dies. Just
you weren't
wait
thinking
till
of, you weren't thinking of her feelings when you were cheating, So she's not thinking of your feelings when she's dumping your mother down the toilet. Mm. What's up, Houston?
Hey, I just want to say, I agree with Nard. I think Dilly should be spanked for siding with this woman.
Nard, well, how can you say that?
You can get spanked then, Nard.
See, you started this.
No, I didn't.
You started this whole, I'm going to put words in someone's mouth.
If anybody calls in and they want me to be harmed over Nard, then we're going to harm Nard 10 times more.
Nard said it,
over there. Houston, you just got Nard spanked. You just got Nard spanked.
No! That was a good one.
So there you go. There you go. That's rude for you.
There you go. That's rude for you.